welcome, listeners. This is Stories from the OC featuring Rebecca Raber and
Lisa Christie.
I guess I should talk into the microphone. I already messed up. Sorry, I'm not used to this. Yeah, so here we are. It is New Year's Eve.
I can't believe it.
What a cool
2019.
Oh my God. 2020 vision going into the new year.
Yes.
Why am I going to like my podcast voice already?
You have the best podcast voice, by the way.
I was thinking like this might inspire us to like start a podcast.
Yes.
Cause like how professional do you feel right now?
Super. So tell me, what's your name, girlfriend?
My name? Mm-hmm. Oh, Rebecca Raber.
How old are you, Rebecca Raber?
I'm 35 years old.
And do you have any nicknames?
Bex is probably like my go-to. Mm-hmm.
How did we meet?
Oh, wow. You're just like diving right in.
No foreplay.
I think we actually have like a really interesting story. Mm-hmm. Take it back to, what was the year?
19.
I already said my age. I already gave it up.
It's true.
But yeah. So let's see. We met at middle school. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we should give names or locations.
We'll protect the innocent.
But it was kind of a traumatic time for me, Rebecca, because I was, you know, moving to a new city. My parents were newly divorced and going to a new school without any friends, essentially. And so one of the first classes that I think I went to was PE class. It was like the middle of the day. And I just remember, you know, walking up there and everybody was like sitting down on the grass or something. I could be totally wrong about this.
I have this exact vision. They're sitting at the grass.
Yeah.
Like at the place where we ate lunch, like facing the blacktop court.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were all sitting on the ground.
Okay. So we're on the same page.
Yeah.
And then the teacher was standing up, of course, and was like introducing me to the class and like asking if anybody wanted to show me around. And I just remember, like, Lisa's hand going up. I don't know if any other hands went up. Did any other hands go up?
I don't know.
I can't remember. I mean, it kind of makes it more special. It was, like, just you.
Yeah.
And the rest is kind of history. I mean, you can – maybe I'll, like, hand the mic over to you.
Well, I remember the exact same scenario. It was PE, and I did raise my hand. I don't remember who else did, and then – I remember I got paired up with you and got to show you around the school. Mm-hmm. And junior high at that time was a really, like, awkward time for me. Mm-hmm. I was busy being a nerd.
No.
So it was horrible.
Those
junior high.
Years.
Oh,
I would
know.
Not go back.
I know that we want to spend our interview talking about that.
Dark times.
But then, we quickly became inseparable. And we spent the next really decade glued at the hip.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going, this is another decade.
Glued at the hip.
Glued
at the Marco Polo.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's crazy that like one hand raise could like change your whole life. Mm-hmm. Or like change the course. Or like the path, one path, you know?
I think we were like meant to meet each other.
For sure. Like I feel like you're my friend soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've been friends for 22 years. I know you don't like to do the numbers, but
it's not that I don't like to do them. I'm just really bad at math. So I'm like,
same.
So has it been 22 years? I know that we spent 1999 New Year's Eve together. So that's 20 years.
What did they call that? The year of the
1999?
Millennium? Or
oh, I don't know.
The millennial?
I don't know.
That was like, they thought like the world was going to end.
Oh, I know. Yeah, what's it called?
Y2K. Sounds so stupid now. Yeah. But that was a special New Year's Eve too, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's how we met. Oh, wow. Did you want to go to a question, Lee?
I guess. Okay. Let me ask one of the ones we wrote down. What is essential about you that is invisible to the eye?
Oh, wow.
I love that question.
I think the first thing that comes to mind is just, like, and I don't want to be cheesy or anything, but, like, I feel like I have a lot of compassion for people. even though I don't like to spend a lot of time with people. But I feel like I have, like, a big heart, and I don't know if everybody sees that, you know, like I think you can agree that we're both, like, very sensitive. Mm-hmm. We, like, feel a lot of things. And, or maybe that is obvious to people. I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't,
like... It's obvious to me that you have a big heart.
Well...
But I also have access to your heart, you know?
Yeah. Because you have to be special to get it. But...
You might keep it locked up for other people.
But I have, like, compassion for, like, you know, like, a cat on the street or, like, you know, a homeless guy that only wants vegan food, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I just... I don't know. Maybe because, like, you know, I've been through things, so,
yeah.
Like, I feel like I can have a heart for other people.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? The question.
No, I don't know why I love this question so much, because I don't have a good answer to it. I just like the idea of the question, that there are essential things, like, inside of us that others can't see. Like, I just,
yeah.
That's really powerful to me, this idea that we are not visible, you know.
I also think there's a lot of gifts that people can't see.
Yes. One of the things I would say is essential to me on a day where I woke up at 6 a.m. to work for many hours is how hard I work at things. I think sometimes it, like, you know, I do my Party Witch stuff and, like...
Shout out to Party Witch.
Shout out to Party Witch. It's partywitch.com. but I work really hard at that. And sometimes I think hard work is, like, invisible, you know, because it's done in the middle of the night in the basement.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, that, like, fruit of all that labor shows up at a workshop or in a gallery or, you know, somewhere, and it looks, like, just effortless. But I would say... For me, that's one of the things. Like, I do work really hard at
you
everything I do.
Busy being.
Aries rising.
Yeah. I don't even know how you do it all. Like,
ugh.
And being a mother on top of all that. Like, those are the things people don't see. You
yeah.
know? And I think I get to see, probably because of Marco Polo. Shout out to Marco Polo.
MarcoPolo.com.
I'm like, this is not an ad. That, like, I see you in the basement, like, doing your paint night thing late at night when you're exhausted, you know, but you're still doing it. You're still hustling. Like, that's
yeah.
so commendable. And I think that inspires me, especially, like, going into 2020 to just, like, try everything,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh, do you have any, like, 20, you know, we did the, so last year we wrote 19 things for 2019.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that you already know you want to add for 2020?
Oh, my gosh. I guess just, like... Like, just, I mean, I kind of say this every year, but just, like, dive into the fear. Like,
mm-hmm.
dive into, like, trying new things. Cause I feel like 2019 was about, like, I tried a lot of new things. And same to you, you know? And
yeah,
so,
we both did.
Yeah, so I feel like 2020 is just, like, getting even deeper into that and just, like, going more so, you
mm-hmm.
know? I don't know. What about you? I just keep throwing the question back to you.
I feel the same way. Like, 2019 has been... I think that's a great way to put it. It's just been, like, really experimental. Like,
mm-hmm.
we tried so many effing things this year.
We did.
We went to Long Beach and put balloon crowns on people's heads.
Oh,
like,
my God, we did.
Nobody wanted that. I still, like,
forgot
laugh out
that.
Loud thinking about those balloon crowns that literally not one person. It's like, no one. Party Witch, balloon crowns.
I love that meme. That's my favorite.
But, yeah, I just think...
And look where it brought you, though.
I
like,
know.
All that hard work, you know.
And all the, like, trying and saying yes to things and just, like, doing it because why not? Like, this
yeah.
year I, like, knitted a sweater for a tree in
oh,
Hollywood.
God, I forgot about that, too.
I know. That's, like, such a weird thing to have done. But I did it.
And I sold HelloFresh people as they were coming out of a jeans
yes.
sweating.
You did.
Oh, I don't know if I should say that, but.
Oh, HelloFresh.com.
Yes, I still support them. But,
yeah, but 2020, it feels really powerful.
Even just the year, right? 2020.
Mm-hmm. It feels good. Like.
2020 vision.
Yeah.
I can see clearly
now. The rain is gone. Okay, let's do some more questions.
Okay.
Oh
my God, I love this one, but this will put you on the spot.
Okay, go ahead. And then I have one for you.
I don't know if you have one already, though, but is there anything you've never told me but always wanted to tell me or want to tell me now? That's like a loaded one.
Anything I've never told you. I feel like I just spill every thought from my
head
into your ears.
What do we not? tell each other?
Anything I've always wanted to tell you. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a hard one because we're besties.
I appreciate you if I don't tell you that enough. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. I think we tell each other that every day.
Okay, what work of art?
Ooh.
Or movie, book, or TV show has meant the most to your life this year, 2019? We're going to mix up the questions.
Oh my God, I don't even have to like skip a beat.
Okay.
Lizzo.
Ooh!
Right? Can clap for Lizzo.
Yes.
Snap, snap.
Tell me more.
God. I mean, I don't, the moment we I discovered her was with you around a fire. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what year that was exactly.
That was Thanksgiving 2018.
Okay.
Because you.
So it was kind of like right around the beginning of the year almost. Mm-hmm. And man, it has been the year of Lizzo.
Yes.
Like, in more ways than one for both of us, mm-hmm. you know? And I just think her spirit has, like, pushed me through, like, to make me just love myself more. I mean, at the end of the day, like, that's what she preaches, you mm-hmm. know? So, and I think you could probably say the same thing, right?
Like, I feel like just hearing Lizzo's music and then getting so into her and doing the balloons for her show at the Palladium,
The day the world said yes.
The day the world said yes. It just infused me with this, like, magical Lizzo energy that I'm going to carry with me forever. There's this confidence. And, you know, it's kind of faded, like, since the day the world said yes, because that was
magical.
October, right?
Yeah.
But even, like, October, November, December, like, I'm still feeling that magic from Lizzo. And I think nothing could ever replace, like, that special day we had with her. You know, it was mm-hmm. just... It couldn't have been better.
It was, I mean, you can't even put it into words that day. But, mm-hmm. like, when I look back on that video, I know you don't always like when I'm filming us. We're not always in our best light. But I love that video of us singing Truth Hurts at her show.
Oh, you have to show it to me again.
Because it's just, like, pure happiness. And, like, that song, like, no matter, like, how many times I've heard it, the first couple, like, beats that you hear, it just gives you goosebumps, mm-hmm. you know? And, like, they're... I mean, we always say this, but we needed a Lizzo when we were growing up.
I know.
Because, like, look what she's done for us. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I'm sure she's doing, what is she doing for, like, teenage girls and, like, for the whole world?
Mm. We love you, Lizzo.
Love you. Hope you're listening. I'm just kidding. Okay, let's look at these questions. Do you have one that you want, Lee? I don't know.
Oh, here's one that you wrote down, professional career achievements.
Okay.
If you could do anything now, what would it be?
There's, like, so many things I want to do. I mean, like, on one hand, like, it would be cool to be, like, a rock star, you know? Mm. That would be, like, the ultimate, but I don't have that talent. But, like, something more, like, tangible. I would love to be, like, I don't know if this is the term, like, calligraphist, but,
ooh.
Like, I would just love to be the person that, like, writes, like, signage for restaurants or, like, Target mugs or anything, like, because I'm always constantly writing at work and drawing, and I think that would be a cool job to have. I also really want to write a book. Mm. Like, I think we just talked about that, but...
What would you write a book about?
I want to write about, like, my whole, like, 20 years of... serving in the restaurant world, because there's so many stories and, like, endless things that I've learned just observing people. And I feel like so many other people could relate to it, you know? And I haven't really read a lot of books about serving, so.
Mm-mm.
What about you? What if you could do anything
now? Oh, if I could do anything. So I would just be a very... celebrated artist.
Okay, yeah.
And just travel around the world, like, doing art installations and, like, having, you know, giving lectures on my work and just, like, making art all of the time and having, like, a team of people to do all of the other administrative tasks. And all I do is just create.
Yes, that sounds like you. Like, just
I'd love
both
that.
Of us, I feel like, we just need to let our creative juices flow to, like, feel alive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So something that's creative. That's what I'm pushing for.
Oh, yes.
Or what did we say? We want to be just, if we could be anything, just a fancy house cat.
Oh my God. Or a fancy house cat.
Yeah.
Or Doja Cat. I'll be Doja
Ooh,
Cat.
She's cool. Because she's just like 1,000% herself. Mm-hmm. I love that. Oh.
Something happened.
The lights got dim.
Oh, describe your earliest memory of Orange County.
Wow. Well, I was born in Orange. Which is kind of cool. Say earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I have the worst memory, guys. I don't know. What I remember about Orange County is just, like, sunshine and, mm-hmm. like, the best weather. Like, we are so spoiled here. You know, every day is a sunny day, like, even yeah. in December. I mean, yeah, look at it outside, right? I mean, it is pretty windy, but... So when I think of Orange County, like, the earliest memory I think is just, like, the ocean and the sunshine and, like, happiness. Like, I feel so lucky that that I was born here, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I could have been born, like, you know, somewhere very cold. And maybe that works for some people, but I am definitely, like, a sunshine person, mm-hmm. like, flip-flops. but, yeah, I love Orange County.
My cousins lived here when I was little. So I remember coming here to, like, see them, and it was, like, Orange County. And I do always – I don't know. This must have been when I was older, but we live in Los Angeles County, and you could always tell when you, like, left Los Angeles County and you entered Orange County on the freeway
uh-huh.
because it went from, like, a little one-lane, like, pothole freeway, and then you got to Orange County, and it was, like, 7 lanes – all open.
I love it.
We're like, welcome to the behind the orange curtain.
Where you don't have to pay for parking.
No.
We have big parking lots for you. So we have lots of land.
But then I remember, I'm trying to think. I remember us going somewhere when we were in junior high, like Brea or something, to see a movie. And then for a long time we called, like, cute boys Brea. Do you remember? Because
okay,
we had
that
little code when we were in high school, and we were like, oh, the Breas or something.
Lots of code words.
Yeah. So your first kiss.
Oh, my God.
Let's do it.
We're jumping into the juicy
yeah.
stuff. Well, you know, my first kiss wasn't as, like, romantical and in the movies as they picture it. But I guess it was kind of typical. It was, like, your typical spin-the-bottle situation, like, at a school party or...
Was I there?
I don't remember you being there.
I don't know why
but
I
why
wouldn't
would you
have.
Not, though? Like, why was I at a party but without you?
I don't know.
What? Do you remember being there?
I don't even remember whose party it was.
Me either.
Okay. I probably was there.
But, I mean, that was the cool thing, like, to go to a co-ed party back
yeah.
in the day. Like, you felt cool.
Okay, keep going. So you were at a party.
So, yeah, and it landed on... a certain someone
uh-huh.
who was maybe not my first pick.
His initials are M.R.
M.R.
We're not going to call him out in the Library of Congress.
Not today. We'll keep him disclosed. but, yeah, he basically swirled his tongue in my mouth in just a bunch of circles, just around and around and around. And he literally orbited his tongue around my tongue. And, like, that was his signature move, so we named him the Orbiter Man.
Mm-hmm.
And
we did.
I was like, if this is what French kissing is, then I never want to do it again. Like, I'm done. Like, nope. Mm. And then, like, everybody's eyes are on you. Like, how can that even be a cool moment for anybody?
Mm.
Like, we should have done, like, what is it, 7 minutes in heaven when
you,
like,
in
go
in
a closet?
But
well, that's scary, too. That's where, like, Me Too moments
yeah.
happen. Sorry. But yeah, let's move on to
Lisa's first kiss. So
something redeemable, hopefully.
My first kiss was in Claremont, California. It must have been around Christmas time because I remember it was, like, cold and dark, and we were at the time it was kind of my boyfriend. I think he was my boyfriend, but we hadn't kissed yet. I mean, this is how young we were, you know.
Was I in the picture?
You were around, yeah.
Okay.
So we were at his house. He lived, like, near the Village in Claremont. And we were in the backyard, and his parents had, like, twinkle lights up. That's why I think it was, like, around Christmas time, because they were just, like, lights up. And we
had setting the mood.
Yeah, and we, like, you know, in very Lisa Christie fashion, had been kind of talking about the kiss. Are we going to kiss? Are we not going to kiss? And
The buildup.
And so we went outside, and it was just us, like, in the courtyard, because the party must have been happening outside. And he took his hand under my chin and, like, tilted my chin up.
Stop it.
Like, I was, like, looking down, and he, like, tilted my chin up and then just leaned in and kissed me. And it wasn't no, like, orbiter tongue, nothing. It
just was a peck?
Just a peck.
Okay.
And I think I had braces, because I, like, remember the sensation of, like, his lips pushing onto my braces, you know?
Oh, sexy.
Yeah. But that was it. And it was nice.
So there was no tongue.
There was no tongue. He, yeah.
Did you want tongue? Or were you, like, happy with the outcome?
I was happy with the outcome. I don't remember my first tongue kiss.
You don't?
No.
Maybe because it was not good?
I don't know.
I mean, does anybody really like their first tongue kiss? Because it's, like, weird.
Yeah. Well, especially when they're orbiting around your...
Oh, yeah. I feel like it's more passionate when you're in love.
Yes.
You know, then you, like, all the little sparks are flying through your body.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... Wow, shout out to the first kisses, man, because, like, you have to get them over with.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
They have to happen, and they're usually not good. Do you believe in love at first sight, Lee?
I do, because
really?
I think, like, that's what happened with Sean and I, you know? So I believe in it.
Yeah.
Because we, I mean, you know, but I just saw him on the internet, the interwebs. And I knew, I can still remember that moment. And I, like, looked at his picture and I'm like, this is who I'm going to marry. And I don't, it will never make any, like, logical sense to me, because
wow.
It sounds nuts to, like, fall in love with someone from 7,000 miles away.
From a picture.
I loved him from the moment eyes gazed upon him. He has been my heart.
So you can find love on the interwebs.
I think it's there.
Yeah, here's living proof.
Yeah, myspace.com.
Hopefully you guys remember what that is. Yeah.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
I mean, I've had those moments too, actually, like... Like there's a couple ex-boyfriends that I've had where, like, I've seen them and been like, I'm going to date that guy.
Aww.
Not I'm going to marry them. I haven't found that one yet.
Huh.
But I remember, like, feeling that, like, knowing, like something's going to happen with
yeah.
us. Like, we're going to have a future, you know, of some sorts.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you call that love, but, like, you have a feeling, right?
Yes.
Like, you know, like... We're going to create some memories together.
Yeah, I think you do. Like, there are special people. I don't know. There are those people that kind of stand out even at first.
Yeah. I mean, of course, there has to be, like, some physical attraction. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you wouldn't look at them. But,
yeah.
like, yeah.
That was a fun question.
I know.
What would you say the most important lesson you learned this year was?
Oh, wow. I guess, I mean, it's, like, simple, but just keep trying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, because I feel like if I keep trying, I have to, like, find my passion. You know, it's got to be somewhere out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not trying, like, what are you doing, you know? So it's simple, but it's kind of, like, just a little mantra for myself to just... You know, there's no harm in trying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and okay, I didn't like that. Let's move on to the next thing, you know?
Yeah.
But what about you? What's your biggest lesson that you learned this year?
I've had a lot this year. Shout out to therapy.
Therapy gang.
I think the one that's, like, coming up most right now in this moment is... that I really need to honor my intuition more and
that
it's not just for myself, like, but for others too, because sometimes when I'm having those little, like, wiggly, oh, this doesn't feel good, and I go forward anyway, I'm not doing myself any favors, and I'm not doing, like, the other people involved any favors, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that's kind of, like, vague, but you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it's just, yeah, I think, like, I need to honor, like, my own self a little more than I have been. And that's been a hard – it sounds like an easy lesson, but it's a really hard lesson.
But I feel like you've been doing that more and more, like, especially as the year's winding down, like, standing up for yourself.
Yeah. And it's not my natural inclination, you know? Like, I'm pretty – I want to just have peace and, like –
just like, okay.
Yeah. But there is something really powerful about, like, you know, no is a full response. Like, I don't need to explain it, and, like, protecting my boundaries and just all of that kind of stuff. So
I need to remind myself that, too.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, what a year it's been, man. Mm-hmm. Just driving up here, just thinking about everything. It's crazy.
I wanted to, I hope you don't mind, but since this is for the Library of Congress, I just wanted to talk about Everly.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have never, like, written anything about her online, like, on Facebook, anywhere. Like, there's no mention of her, and I just feel like this is important, you know, because who knows, like, where this will go. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to Everly.
Oh, Everly.
Everly is my daughter, and I miss her every day.
Yeah, we're thinking of you. Mm-hmm. You're here with us always.
Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, we have beautiful Oliver and Poppy.
Yes, shout out to them too.
Who are my Earthside angels.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Lee. I'm glad that you said that.
I just wanted to say her name, like, on the record, you know.
Yeah, and it's such a beautiful name too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, that's so special. And I love that this, like, will be around forever, you know, and anyone can listen to this and, like, feel connected to it, mm-hmm. you know. So, oh, thank you for that.
Thank you.
That's so special. Wow, yeah. I mean, I don't really know where to go from there.
I know. I looked at the timer. I'm like, I gotta do it.
Yeah, girl. I think whatever is, like, in you right now, bring it out, because that's what this is all about. This is, like, a safe space to, you know, this is the trust trailer. Yeah. And I think you're such an amazing mom, and like, I don't have children of my own, which I would love to someday, but I get the pleasure of, like, you know, being able to be with your kids and, like, seeing them grow, and that's, like, so special to me, and, like, I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna cry right now, too. So, like, thank you for that, because, you know, you're always, like, allowing me into your home, and, like, I'm always inviting myself over to spend the night and, like, asking for pillows and blankets. And and they're the sweetest, most loving children. And that's, like, an example of you, you know? Like, that's all you. And, of course, Sean, too.
Thank you.
Like, I just think you're an incredible parent. And I know, like, if the day ever comes where, like, I become one, like, I'll know who to go to.
Oh,
cause
I'm right here. I'm ready.
You got all of the answers for me.
Oh,
so.
Auntie Lisa is ready.
Oh, that sounds so cute, Auntie Lisa. I love that.
I love, like, having kids. It's so fun. I mean, we just had Christmas. And
that was a question, actually, I wanted to ask. I'm glad you said that, because now I remember, like, how has having children, like, changed you?
Wow, that's a big question, Bex.
I know, sorry.
I think we can both agree, I've always been a very, like, motherly person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that lives within me. I was born to be a mom. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember being a little girl and, like, carrying baby dolls around. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, I know that's, you know, to be a parent or not to be a parent, and then the path to get there or not to get there is really complicated for everyone. For me, it was never a question. I wanted kids.
Oh, I love that.
I still want kids. Oh. I want to have 100 more babies.
No.
But I don't know that it's changed me. It's just, like, highlighted a part of me that is a really good part and a really strong part. And, like, I don't know, even, like, parenting with Sean has been really interesting because he's such a great dad. He's not, I wouldn't say, the type of person who's like, I was born to be a dad, like, in the same way I just said that, you know?
Right.
So it always reminds me, like, it is kind of this, like, strength of mine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do, like, have a really natural like calling to that.
You do. You have a very loving nature, sweet, like.
I just want my kids to be like the happiest kids in the whole world.
Oh my God. Like I always tell you, like adopt me please, because like it looks so fun in the Christie household, you know.
I'm obsessed with them. They're my whole entire life. Like there's never a moment that I'm breathing in my body that my children are not in the
forefront.
They're a
part of you.
Yeah. They're just like there.
It's so crazy. And like it's so crazy. Like I come over your house and like I'm around Poppy and Ollie for like 10 seconds and I'm like immediately happy. It's like a dose of serotonin. And it's like, and they don't have to do anything but just exist. Mm-hmm. Like it's amazing what children do. And that's why I'm like, if this is the kind of love I feel for them, like imagine the kind of love like you feel for your own child.
Oh,
you know, like
out of this world.
Like you would die for them. Oh, you know,
and
you
like anything. Not even a question.
I know,
like just immediately anything.
So like I can't even imagine, like I just have a taste of it, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible. It's just, I think it's one of the most amazing gifts that we have as human beings, to be able to like make a life. Like that's just so incredible to me.
Yeah. And then to like raise them and like help them become, you know, a parent's job is to teach themselves out of a job. So it's like teaching them, you know, how to do things without you. And like, I don't know. I mean, Poppy's only two and she's not trying to do things without me yet. But, you know
but
what
like,
I mean.
But like even just seeing the world through their eyes, like is incredible to me, you know. And you get to like be a kid again. Like, I love that. Like even just shopping for their Christmas gifts. Like I got to like look at toys. And, like, you know, I mean, I kind of failed this year. But, just, yeah, I think, to me, like, that's one of the purposes of living is to, like, you know, to recreate life and to be able to, like, re-experience life through them, you know?
And it's kind of, like, a good reminder that there are these, like, cycles of life, you know? Like, we had this childhood and that's closed, and then we have, you know, this kind of adulthood that's, I don't know, and, like, this is us seeing life like through Poppy's eyes and through Oliver's eyes. Like imagine the next phase, you know? And
I know.
Like what are we gonna see next?
And I never really feel like an adult. Like I always feel like a kid still. Maybe that's
because
I don't have my shit together, but like
no, I 100% feel like that all the time.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Like do we ever feel adult? I wonder. Because
no.
We just have that childlike like innocence about us or
I don't know. I think it's because when you're a kid, you think, like, adults just have it all together, and then you get there, and you're like, nope.
That's the secret is we don't. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing. Mm-hmm. We're just all trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, we got off a little tangent there.
What do you hope will be your legacy? Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my God, that's like so loaded. That's huge.
Yeah. Well, this is it. We have our last.
I know.
What's your legacy?
I mean, my legacy is like, I just want to be remembered as someone that was like kind to people and had this like joy about her. Like, someone the other day, my tanning mentor, Chrissy. I like posted some Mariah Carey thing like I do pretty much every day on Instagram, on InstaStory, and she like just sent me a private message and she didn't have to, you know, but she was like, I love how excited you get about Mariah Carey. And I was like, yeah, like I wanna lead with that with my life. Like and I don't care if it bugs people, but like, cause that's what makes me excited. It makes me feel like my most best self, you know, is like when I get passionate about things I love, you know. I don't even know where the... Oh, legacy. Okay, I'm like, what was the original question? So I just want... I guess, is legacy, like, how people remember you?
Yeah.
So I just... I mean, I'm not here to, like, be Beyonce and change the world or Lizzo, like... But I would like to have a small impact, like, on the people that, like, mean the most to me, you know? And hopefully, like, through my whatever career that I end up, like, going with, hopefully that does have an impact in a positive way on people, no matter what it is. Like, I'm hoping that... cause you know, I never wanted to just work in an office and like do something that wasn't creative. Like it has to be something that fulfills me, but also like affects other people, you know? So Just kindness, I guess. Mm. What would your legacy be, Lee?
Well, I just want to say first about your legacy. Mm. That I think you've definitely achieved that already.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Please don't
I'm
stop
blushing,
yet.
Guys.
Because you are the kindest person. And, like, if I had to sum you up, that would be, like, in my top list of, like, top five words. Yeah. Mm. Okay, my legacy. No, I think it's really interesting. Okay, this is, like, so off topic. Sorry.
No, go for it.
I remember you said to me that you liked tanning because, or you liked spray tanning people because you wanted to, like, help people feel beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, like, really interesting, like, that's your want is to, like, you know, help mm-hmm. people feel beautiful. And then I thought about, like, Party Witch, like, when I started that and what I wanted from it. And I think it was, like, to make people happy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because balloons make people happy.
Yeah, or like parties. I don't know. So what would my legacy be? Like, kind of.
Like on the same.
I don't know. That's such a good question. Like, probably realistically, like, no legacy, you know? I'm just like a person.
Just floating through the earth.
Yeah. But I don't know.
It is a loaded question.
Sometimes I have to say I do think about my paintings. And wonder if, like, because they're going to be around on the earth, like, longer than my body. So I'm like, that's a really interesting thought. Like, if my paintings or the artwork that I'm making, like, is going to be around longer than me.
That's so cool to think of that.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's going to be crazy if they ever, I think I told you this, like, because I always paint over my paint night paintings. So if they ever, like, x-rayed my paintings.
It's like fossils, like, you know.
Yeah,
they,
it's, like all these crazy layers on layers on layers of, like.
Uncovered Lisa's secrets.
Yeah. But I think it's really important, too, just as women, that we are leaving things like this recording.
Yeah.
Like, you know, artwork, like written work, anything. Like, we should leave it, you know, because this is how history is written.
And that's cool that you can leave it in so many different ways, with a painting, with a spray tan.
Yes.
With a book, with
yeah.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many different ways to leave your legacy.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I don't know. That's such a cool thought to me, you know?
Yeah.
And actually, like, it kind of, you know, women don't, their names are not left generationally as much, because it's usually, like, men that, it's, like, juniors and all of that. So anytime we can leave our name somewhere is good.
Yeah, I love that. We're definitely leaving it here.
Yeah.
We're spilling all our secrets. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So, yeah, we have a little bit of time left. Let's look at these questions. I mean, this is kind of a silly one, but do you have a classic family story, joke, or song? I don't know. I'm like, who has a family song?
Well, we have kind of a cute family joke, I'll tell you.
Yeah, is it it's a not Christy like a, joke?
Yeah, okay. This is a Christy family joke. It's not really joke, but we, you know, every year we, like, do some kind of vacation with the kids. So we went to San Francisco, and then we stayed in this, like, little farmhouse thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, like, telling scary stories.
Oh,
and I don't remember why, but at the end of this story, it was a story about bees, because there were all these, like, bees on the farm, because it was, like, a beehive. This is like the most convoluted story.
Sounds like my nightmare.
So, I was telling Oliver like a scary story about bees around the campfire, and we got to the end, and Oliver, and he was so effing cute, he goes, "Bee end."
Stop it. So, out of his little brain.
Yes. So
adorable.
Now, like, at the end of stories in our family, we always say "bee end."
And I love that about, like, your family. You have, like, inside jokes with each
yeah.
other. It's so cute.
They're, like, a little convoluted to explain, but that was one. What about
no,
you?
Oliver, like, cracks me up. He is the funniest.
He is. You know what I just discovered? He is a Leo rising.
Uh-huh.
And Leos are, like, gregarious. Like, you know, extrovert.
Like showstoppers.
Yes.
Like.
And that's Oliver.
He is.
He's such a Leo.
I mean, I don't want me to say this, but I could imagine him on, like, TV one day.
Yes.
Like, you know, the Ollie show. Because uh-huh. doesn't he have, like, a YouTube channel?
He has a YouTube channel. Shout out to Ollie TV.
My mouth, like, hurts from smiling right now. I don't know. Does my family, I mean, trying to think of something that, like, comes to mind. I mean, my family's just crazy, but I don't know. I was actually thinking about that question on the way over here. Because, you know, the holidays just ended, so yes. we have a lot of Christmas traditions, I guess. Like, tamales is our big thing in our family. We love to eat, so everything's, like, surrounded with food. But, yeah, I don't have anything that I can think of right now in particular.
Okay. Ooh, tell us about a thing. Oh, tell us about something you struggled to do this year.
And struggled to do?
Mm-hmm. Like a challenge you had, and maybe how you overcame it.
Well, I guess, like, getting over a breakup was rough.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
You did an amazing job this year.
Well, I have to say, like, I'm somebody that, like, I'm not a black and white person. Like, I want to hold on to that person till, like, the last moments of life. And so I think the person that broke up with me, like, you know, actually gave me a gift in that it was kind of just a clean break. Like, we both go our separate ways because when you keep it messy, like, it doesn't help anybody, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and it was funny because my brother, like, Brian, like, high-fived me the other day and, like, gave a shout-out in front of, like, my family, like for not talking to him for the last, you know, whatever, 9 months or however long it's been. And because he's like, Bex, I know that's really hard to do, you know?
Yes. And,
but I was kind of, like, forced to do it because I'm not that person, you know?
You weren't forced. You forced yourself to do it.
Yeah, because, I mean, I didn't pick up the phone.
No, and there were so many times that you could have, and you didn't. You didn't send texts that you thought about.
Right.
You did all of that.
That is true, because by not doing something, that's doing something,
yes,
right?
That's a very active.
Yeah.
That's a really powerful space to hold, to not do anything.
Right. So, and I was telling Brian, my brother, like, that felt good. Like, looking back, like, it felt good to just be like, yeah, like, there's no contact, you know, because that's kind of the way it needs to be in order to move on. And I also thank you during that time because, like, I adopted you as my boyfriend.
That's okay.
And I couldn't have, like, got through any of it without you, you know. Like, that's what besties are for, because they're there to pick up the pieces and remind you, like, how special you are.
I got a bottle of tequila I've been saving for you. Yeah. Boss up and change your life. You can have it all. No sacrifice. I'm really proud of you. That's a really tough thing to do. Good job, Bex.
Yeah, and if I ever have a breakup again, that's the way to do it, guys.
Yeah, like, cold turkey.
Cold turkey. So I guess, like, we're almost done here, but I want to throw that question back to you.
Okay, I'll be quick.
What was it, the biggest lesson? No, the hardest.
Challenge. Well, I moved.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I moved a family of four 40 miles.
Let's clap for that, man. That was rough. Into the most beautiful home,
yes,
by the way.
Our dream, like, house.
Yeah, our Christie mansion.
But moving, like, is no joke. Moving schools, it was tough.
And shout out to Ollie, because that was hard.
Yes.
Like, you know, and he did such an amazing job.
Moving schools in second grade, he did a great job. And I quit my job, which was,
like, a huge year, man.
I started a business. I quit my job. I moved my house. I literally started my whole life over. Today, my life looks nothing like it did a year ago, except my loved ones, such as yourself.
We stuck around. We're here forever.
Yeah, but everything is different. I would wake up in this life and not recognize it. You know?
You made huge changes.
This year was huge. Yeah. And I feel like now it's, like, time to, like, enjoy them, you know?
Right.
We did all that work. And although, according to astrology, we're not going to enjoy 2020.
No?
Well, it's intense, you know. That's what they're
You're leaving
saying.
Us with that?
I know.
That heavy bomb?
It's all going down!
It's all going to be okay, guys. I swear. This was so fun. I'm like, you know us, we could talk, like, 10 more hours.
And then they're like, don't worry about filling the whole 45 minutes. Oh.
I'm like, you don't know us.
Can we start again?
Round two.
Well, I love you, Bex.
I love you, too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
How many bottles of champagne are we going to drink tonight?
I mean, at least, like, three.
Okay. I got two.
I got one, so, and a couple other wine.
And beer.
And other things we shall not mention.
Yeah. But, and we're going to have a fun New Year's. with a bonfire, and we're gonna burn things, we're gonna release.
Yes, that's gonna feel so good. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
Well, the time is now.
This is it. 2020.
2020. How are we gonna end it?
I have one thing I wanna end it
okay,
with.
Okay, go, go, go.
Oh, and Lisa?
Aww.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Yay!
I don't know. Did we do it? That was insane.
Are you sure you finished recording? Yeah.